101.7 FM, Radio for the People. Now it's time for jazz. This is Ken filling in for Chris Sampson on Gravity and Chaos. And let's start right off with a Pat Metheny set, starting with First Circle.
Thank you.
Matheny Group, here to start off tonight's show on WHUS Gravity and Chaos. My name's Ken, filling in for Chris Sampson tonight, and I'm certainly glad to be here. And we're going to continue on with some more Pat Metheny. That last track you just heard, entitled First Circle, and I like to call that Rachel's song. It's got a special meaning for me. I won't go into the story here, but I wanted to dedicate this one to my daughter, Rachel. All right, we're going to continue on now with another one of my favorite Pat Metheny compositions and arrangements, entitled To the End of the World.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pat Metheny. Another side of Pat Metheny, perhaps, playing acoustic guitar solo. And in fact, he played that on his baritone guitar, which I believe is a guitar that has some special tuning on it with the lower four strings tuned an octave lower or something like that. His baritone acoustic guitar on One Quiet Night. Just a beautiful recording. And we heard the acoustic version of Last Train Home. And before that, we heard from an album entitled We Live Here. And we heard To the End of the World, a track that just builds and builds in intensity. Really like that track. So we're doing a little Pat Metheny special here, a set of Pat Metheny music. I hope I'm covering a wide variety of the sounds coming from Pat Metheny's guitars and a wide variety of his compositions. And we're going to continue on in that vein. This is from an album entitled 8081. And the personnel on this, truly an amazing assembly of jazz hierarchy, starting with Pat Metheny on guitar, Charlie Hayden on bass, Stewie Redman on tenor sax, Michael Brecker also on tenor sax, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. We're going to hear two tracks from that album, starting with the title track entitled 8081, and that'll be followed by The Bat. The
We'll be right back.
That's Pat Metheny. Certainly you've heard different sides of Pat Metheny in these sets. That last one, kind of a modern straight-ahead sound, featuring, as I mentioned before, just an incredible quintet of Pat Metheny on guitar, Charlie Hayden on bass, Dewey Redman on tenor sax, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and Michael Brecker on tenor sax. And as I read those names, sad to see, well, at least three of those five players have since passed away, being Charlie Hayden, Dewey Redman, and Michael Brecker. Michael Brecker leaving us much too soon. Two tracks, starting with the title track from that album, 8081. Followed by The Bat. All right, time now, 8:43. You're listening to Gravity and Chaos. My name's Ken Laster, filling in for Chris Sampson. And we just concluded a Pat Metheny set. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to keep on going with some real straight-ahead music. We're going to start with a track from an album entitled The Hank Mobley Sextet. And here's a great group. Donald Byrd and Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. And we're going to hear a funky composition entitled Barrel of Funk. Thank you. I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. Straight ahead, hard bop blowin' session. That's the name of the album, A Blowin' Session by Johnny Griffin. And that one features Lee Morgan on trumpet, three tenor saxophones, Johnny Griffin, Hank Mobley, and John Coltrane, all giving it everything on their tenor saxophones. Winton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey also doing a fine job on that. That was a good old-fashioned blowin' session for sure, and so was the track before that. That one was recorded back in 1957, and before that we heard the Hank Mobley Sextet recorded in November of 1956. And we heard Barrel of Funk, and that's not the kind of funk that you're used to hearing these days. That's some old-fashioned, straight-ahead Jazz Funk from the Hank Mobley Sextet, featuring Donald Byrd and Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Charles Persip on the drums. All right, time now is 9:07. This is Gravity and Chaos. My name's Ken, filling in for Chris Sampson. Hope you're digging this blowing session going on right here. We're going to continue on with another fine player, a saxophone player, most known for his work on alto sax. His name's Greg Abate. We're going to hear from his new album, but let me first mention Greg Abate's latest album called Motif, the Greg Abate Quartet with Greg Abate on reeds, John Lockwood on bass, Tim Ray on piano, and Mark Walker on drums. We're going to hear from that album, Motif. This is called Swingin' at the Cookie.